Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Hey guys, welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. I'm so excited to be speaking to you guys about the topic of being the real you, being the real you. So I have a question. If I were to meet a few of your friends and ask, who are you? Who is Michelle? Who is Erica? Who is Laura? Who is Gail? What would they say? How would they describe you? And so years ago, I would call myself a catfish. So here's the thing. I got into this habit of using tons of filters and makeup apps after each picture that I would take. I would take the selfie, and after about 30 seconds to a minute, I would ensure that I use every possible filter to get rid of the bags, to get the perfect flawless skin. I could even put on lip gloss, mascara, and contour within 30 seconds just by simply using an app. So hey, shout out to the people who made the Makeup Plus app because it is amazing. And I often would meet people and say, hey, when you meet me in person, don't be surprised. I look nothing like I look online, because the truth is I really look like someone else. And I would love to say that my counterfeit ways were just a matter of a little bit of filter here and there. But the truth is that couldn't be furthest from the truth. And so what I want to talk to you guys about today is, how can we go from being the pretend version of ourselves to being the authentic, real, walking in our God-given identity version of ourselves? Because here's the thing I've learned. I spent a whole lot of time walking in a spirit of defeat simply because I was trying to fit in with the crowd. I had not learned to embrace the true beauty of who God called me to be. I have to be real. I was a catfish from the inside out. And so for you guys who've never heard of the phrase catfish, you may be wondering, what is Victoria talking about today? And so there's a popular show that used to come on MTV called Catfish. And this show was created by Neve Shulman. And so Neve has a very interesting journey. And so many, many years ago, he started to date a woman online. He was so excited. The relationship was going very, very well. And he ran into a couple of red flags. The lady wouldn't talk to him via Facebook. She wouldn't really talk to him via Skype. Any kind of way where she could possibly see his face, she would avoid it at all costs. She didn't want to meet him. So Neve came up with the idea to actually make a documentary about when he would meet her for the first time. And much to his surprise, he was not talking to the young woman he thought he was talking to. He actually was talking to a much older woman who was not who she described herself to be. And so he coined the phrase catfish, and later he would go on to actually create a whole show with numerous seasons, just following the lives of people who fell in love online and ended up dating someone that it turns out they weren't quite dating, if you know what I mean. And so this show taught us that people everywhere are pretending to be someone else. People everywhere are pretending to be someone else. And just like the people on the show, if I'm being completely honest, I spent a lot of time doing the exact same thing. I mean, I was a catfish from the inside out. I pretended to like people that really didn't like me, and I knew they didn't like me. I pretended to be cool, calm, and collected when I knew I was just falling apart on the inside. I pretended to have joy on Sunday morning when I would go home and really feel depressed and suicidal. I was putting on a front just to fit in and just to go along with the crowd. And it was very exhausting, but it was just what I felt like I needed to do, right? We fake it until we make it. We fit in just to stay in. But the truth is, I really wasn't living God's best for my life. And so what I want to talk to you guys about is three things that God showed me during that time period that really started to change my entire life. And so the first thing is, I am enough. I am enough. And guess what? You are enough too. So we hear this phrase all the time. It's really become a cliche, right? In our Christian community and just in the world, you are enough. But the truth is, you are enough. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says it like this: "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." So that's who you are. You are God's special possession. I know a lot of times, especially for moms, we get into these seasons of saying, well, I'm just a mom, right? I'm just a husband. I'm just a daughter. I'm just whatever we are that we're just a. Perhaps you're just a military member. And we get there and we stay there, right? But because we're so insecure about our current roles, we feel this urge of having to strive more, do more, create more, push, wear ourselves out, be all these different places to try to prove that we are more than just a whatever the blank would be that you would fill in. We do so much just to try to prove that we're enough. All the while, God is saying, we're enough. In fact, he showed us that we're not just enough, we're worth dying for. Now, how many people can say that? Like, I am worth dying for. If you're worth dying for, I can assure you, you are enough. And a lot of times what happens is because we're not sure that we're enough, we spend a lot of time trying to fit into places that maybe God didn't call us to fit into. And it's just because there's an insecurity there. And I know I can speak for myself that there were so many times when I just felt like if I could just be more like this, talk more like this, do more, get more educated in this way or that way, then maybe I'll finally live up to this version of myself that I believe I'm supposed to be, because I don't feel quite so great with the skin that I'm in. But I want to encourage you, hold on to who God says you are. Because when those words become your true identity, you will never have to question if you're enough, because you know you're a king's kid. You know that you're part of a royal priesthood. You know that you are chosen. You know that you are God's beloved. And it gets no better than that. Knowing that the king, knowing that the God who created the sun and the moon and the stars says, I am worth dying for. You are enough. You don't have to be anyone else. All you have to be is totally you. And that's enough. So that's the first lesson that God taught me. I am enough. Pause right now and go ahead and say your name. You are enough. Victoria is enough. You are enough. So the second thing God showed me is that I am not obligated to fit into anyone else's vision for me. I am not obligated to fit into anyone else's vision of me. Psalm 139:13 is kind of a long verse, but I'm telling you, it is worth it. It says, "For you create aided my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before even one of them came to be. Guys, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan. And he knew that plan before you even took your first breath. He saw you in your mother's womb and was like, okay, this is my artist. This is my baker. This is a teacher. This is a poet. This is an author. This is a mother. This is a nurturer. And he knew exactly what you needed to experience to get to where you needed to be. But a lot of times we spend so much time trying to fit into everyone else's box, we forget that we are uniquely designed. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no one else like us, and we don't have to be like anyone else, and that's okay. And so one of the things God taught me is that I no longer have to try to change myself to fit into everyone else's vision. I spent so many years avoiding the writing process, to be completely honest, because I felt like no one saw the writer in me. And so if no one else saw it, how could it be so? Maybe this was just a dream of my heart, but truly I wasn't good enough to do it. But all the while I would think to myself, but God, I feel you calling me to do this, but no one else sees it in me. That is a lonely place to be in when no one else sees the call and you're trying to just find some kind of validation for who you are. So what do? You find yourself putting a filter even on your calling and not doing it the way God has called you to do it because you might be afraid. And so the third thing is this: anyone who can't value the true you doesn't deserve to be called a friend. And so this was a very tough one for me because I spent a lot of time trying to fit in, just trying to have other people validate who I was, what I was called to be, and what I was called to do. And so what I ended up learning is that a lot of those actions and reactions to people were all rooted in just a fear of being rejected. And so a lot of times I would change my personality or change the way I was doing certain things just so that people would come to accept me, just so that people would say, hey, you know, we want to spend time with Victoria. She's a person to be around. But one day the Lord just really started to show me my worth. I remember years ago, I was just praying like, God, like I'm so frustrated with some of the friendships in my life. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know how you're calling me to move. And he showed me an image of myself as a dog, like not like a pit bull dog, you know, not an aggressive dog. But those little dogs that have the little hair bows in the top of their head that are super cute. I think they're no more than like 10 pounds. They're just small little furry dogs. He showed me a vision of myself as a dog. And I was just sitting at a young lady's lap, just trying to get her attention. Anything I could possibly do to get her to pet me, to get her to say hello, just to be wanted by her. And that image changed my life because I started to realize, man, I don't even fight that hard for God's attention, but here I am fighting so hard to just be seen as valuable to someone else, to a person, just trying to be valuable to another human being. And I spent so much time, so much energy, just trying to pour myself into just being accepted. So I want to encourage you guys. If you feel like you have to change your entire personality to be a part of a group, that's not your group. That's not your crew. Because a person who is for you They accept who you are. And even if there's things that need to be improved, maybe they'll share those things with you. But always, that will be out of love, out of grace, out of just wanting to see you get to where God has called you to be. When you find you some real true friends, you won't have to wear a mask. You can just be you. And you could be you authentically and unashamed. And so one thing, and I want to leave you guys with this idea that God just really started to speak to me as I was preparing for this. I have two responsibilities in this life: to love people well, very well, to love people in a way that will reflect God's heart. That's number one. And number two, to do what God has called me to do the way He's called me to do it. So number one, love people well. Love those that God brings in your life, even the difficult people. Love them well. Love them in a way that they have no opportunity to say you don't reflect your Father. Love them well. And number two, do what God's called you to do the way He's called you to do it. Because sometimes we do what God's called us to do, but we do it the way God's called somebody else to do it. And we wonder why we don't have the success that we were hoping for. It's because you're not quite doing it the way God's called you to do it. Do it the way God's called you to do it. You don't have to pretend. You do not have to pretend. Do not find yourself in the position of a catfish. Because here's the thing. You guys remember growing up, if you tell one lie, you have to tell another lie to cover that lie. You have to tell another lie to cover that lie. And it's just a spiral of lies. Some of us have become so unrecognizable, just so caught in the lies of trying to be someone else, trying to talk like someone else, trying to do God's vision for our life like someone else, that we've forgotten who we are. And God says, no more. It's time for us to walk out who He's told us to be. It's time for us to not be ashamed of our little quirks. It's time for us to not be ashamed of our past. It's time for us to use every experience that we've been through to be what propels us into what God wants us to do in the future. We have to stop pretending. We have to make a choice to just be ourselves, to just be that person who's fearfully and wonderfully made. That's who we have to be, because anything outside of that, we are denying God the opportunity to work fully through us the way He wants to. Anything outside of that is denying the Lord the opportunity to work through us the way He would desire to do it. And we have to allow Him to do it. We have to allow Him to shape us and mold us and not be afraid of what anyone else has to say about it, because people are just people. People are just people. There will always be fans of you, and there will always be people that you're not their cup of tea. So rather than trying to fix your life to be around the people who are not your cup of tea, how about you just do what God says, and God will bring the people around you that are going to help you to get where He's calling you to be, and that will be a support system for you. We don't have to pretend anymore. Because God wants us to walk out our life in a way that's going to honor Him and that's going to show the world that we're different. And it's hard to be different when we're just like everybody else, when we have so many filters over our life, so many filters over our Facebook pictures, so many filters over our heart and emotions, that we're so fake and phony, people don't even know the real us. So how could they possibly get close to the God in us when they can't even recognize who we are in public? Ouch. I think you guys get the point. But all I want to remind you guys is, hey, it's okay to be authentic. It's okay to not be perfect. it's okay to walk through life and know that it doesn't matter what your past is, as long as you've decided to live your life in a way that honors God, He's gonna bless it. And you don't have to try to hide, cover up, or be ashamed of who He's called you to be. Just walk in who He's called you to be and let the rest handle itself. If they can't handle the real you, that's okay. That's okay. And I think that's been the biggest lesson that I've learned over my life. I have to get a "that's okay" in my spirit. You don't want to hang out with me? That's okay. I'm not your cup of tea? That's okay. I have to act like this way or that way to fit in with you? That's okay, because I'm content with just being. If I lose all the friends, but I still have Him, I'm going to be okay. So I don't have to pretend anymore. And there's so much power in that. There is so much freedom in just being who God has called you to be. So I encourage you guys, as this time, as this week goes by, to ask yourself, am I being real? Am I being a catfish? Am I being phony? Or am I walking out who God has called me to be? Because when you start to do that, I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. Your perspective will change and you'll be able to walk out who God has called you to be in a way that you never imagined. And it's going to be so beautiful and so freeing, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.